From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump continues his aggressive push to get Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke Monday alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis.
The regime continued development of its unlawful weapons programs, including its illegal nuclear tests and outrageous launches of ballistic missiles directly over Japanese territory, are a threat to the civilized world and international peace and stability.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines in what is the longest trip to Asia by an American president in a quarter century. The gunman who killed 26 people at a Texas church on Sunday appeared to have been motivated by a domestic dispute with his in-laws, and police say he had sent threatening texts to his mother-in-law before launching the attack. The Texas Public Safety Department called it a senseless crime, but Freeman Martin, a spokesman, said, "We can tell you that there was a domestic situation going on within this family." They say Devin Kelly, a 26-year-old dishonorably discharged U.S. airman, opened fire on worshipers at a Baptist church during Sunday morning services in Sutherland Springs, Texas, outside San Antonio. Martin said Kelly's in-laws attended the church from time to time, although investigators said they were not at the church on Sunday. News accounts in the U.S., however, say that one of the shooting victims was a grandmother of Kelly's wife. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Iran nuclear agreement is working, and the decision by President Trump to decertify the agreement was made, quote, without any facts whatsoever and was just pulled out of the sky. He spoke to a group in London on Monday.
The cause and manner of the death.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say it's a violation. There's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
A new report warns that hunger is worsening in South Sudan. The VOA's Jill Craig reports an estimated 5.1 million people are expected to face life-threatening food shortages at the beginning of next year, and the risk of famine is also increasing.
The food situation in South Sudan remains grim. According to a new report released by United Nations and humanitarian agencies and the government, it projects the number of people who are severely food insecure is likely to drop to 4.8 million for the last quarter of 2017. UN World Food Program regional spokesman Peter Smurden explains.
Intensified conflict and new displacement of people mean that the situation is actually worsening.
According to the report, there is currently no famine in South Sudan after it had been declared in two counties of Unity State in February. Smurden says it was beaten back by a massive and sustained humanitarian response by aid agencies and donors. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The British government on Monday announced the death of a Christian missionary who had been abducted in Nigeria last month and said three other missionaries had been freed. The British Foreign Office said Ian Squire, who had been working with a Christian medical charity in southern Nigeria, was killed, but did not specify how he died. The three other missionaries, Alana Carson, David Donovan, and Shirley Donovan, have returned to their families. The four missionaries were abducted October 13th in the Niger Delta region. It is still unclear how they were freed, and the Foreign Office said it could not comment on an active investigation. Islamic jihadists from Boko Haram have been known to carry out kidnappings in the region. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at VOA News and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of The Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.